Hello, my friend. And how is it that you stumbled into my caverns of the abyss? I am ancient. I am forever. And I have been chained down here for millennia. I am the Shadow Dweller. Here to keep you company until the abyss swallows you whole. I've been here for eons and collected stories. I will tell you a tale to pass the time. Short stories of horror. Tiny tales of the creepy. I will assure you, by the end, you'll be screaming with madness.
Kill Emma.
I hope you've been enjoying your stay in my caverns of the abyss. Morbid Morsels is a new chapter of terror. A shorter tale of madness to, let's just say, carry your tremendous suffering over to the longer, fuller episodes. So until then, my friends, I've got another poor, unfortunate soul to torture. My apologies if the chains are too tight. Wouldn't want you wandering around down here in the dark. You never know what you bump into. Or for that matter, what would bump into you.
Let me go.
This morbid morsel is called Kids Suck.
Once upon a time, in a small town nestled deep in the heart of the countryside, two adventurous grown-ups named Sarah and Mark found themselves on a road trip. As they passed through the town, something seemed amiss. There were no children playing in the streets or laughing in the parks, and the adults they encountered seemed strangely distant and aloof. Curiosity piqued, Sarah and Mark decided to investigate further. They began to ask the townspeople about the absence of children, but their questions were met with uncomfortable silence and evasive answers. Undeterred, the couple pressed on, determined to uncover the truth. Late one evening, while exploring the outskirts of town, Sarah and Mark stumbled upon an abandoned, dilapidated mansion. Curiosity got the better of them, and they decided to venture inside. The air was thick with an eerie silence, broken only by the creaking of floorboards beneath their feet. As they made their way through the dimly lit corridors, a blood-curdling scream pierced the stillness, sending shivers down their spines. They followed the sound, their hearts pounding in their chests, until they reached a hidden room at the end of a long hallway. Inside the room, they discovered a secret chamber filled with rows of coffins. Their eyes widened in horror as they realized that each coffin contained a child. But these were no ordinary children. Their skin was pale, their eyes bloodshot, and their fangs gleamed in the faint moonlight. Sarah and Mark's blood ran cold as they realized the truth lurking within this town. All the children were vampires, feeding on the unsuspecting adults who had become their prey. The strange behavior of the town's grown-ups suddenly made sense. It was a desperate attempt to protect themselves from the children's insatiable thirst for blood. Fear gripped Sarah and Mark, but their determination to escape this nightmarish town was stronger than ever. They knew they couldn't defeat the vampire children on their own, so they devised a plan to rally the remaining adults who had managed to resist the children's influence. Together, they formed a resistance armed with garlic, holy water, and wooden stakes. The battle against the vampire children was fierce, but with their newfound unity, the adults fought back with unwavering resolve. The tide turned, and one by one, the vampire children were vanquished. As dawn broke over the town, the spell that had held the adults under the children's control was broken. Sarah and Mark watched as the townspeople, now free from the vampire children's influence, came together to rebuild their community. Though scarred by the horrors they had witnessed, Sarah and Mark felt a sense of relief. They had not only survived the nightmare, but they had also played a part in freeing the town from the clutches of darkness. And so, as they bid farewell to the town, Sarah and Mark carried with them a newfound appreciation for the strength of unity and the resilience of the human spirit. The memory of that fateful night would forever serve as a reminder of the evil that can lurk in the most unexpected places, but also the power of courage and determination in the face of unimaginable horrors.
What did you think about that terrifying tale?
Hi, I'm Troy Birch, creator and producer of the short horror story audio podcast, Into the Abyss. If you like what you're hearing so far, please consider leaving me a 5-star rating and review wherever you can. This helps get my show out there to listeners just like you. Also, like, subscribe, download, and hit the notification bell. That way you'll get a heads up every time a new episode drops. Thanks to everyone who listened so far, and I'll have my information in the show notes. Thanks. Hey guys, hope you liked my first installment of what I call Morbid Morsels. Little bite-sized bits of horror to kind of carry you along the way until the longer episodes. Hope you liked it. Let me know what you think. Thanks. Follow me on Facebook or Instagram. Facebook is Into, period, the, period, Abyss, period, Podcast. Instagram is into_the_abyss_podcast. Or go to rate this podcast and leave me a 5-star rating and review. https://ratethispodcast.com/theshadowdweller. Thank you.